T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Police are looking for a suspect in a weekend killing in northeast Wichita. We've got the story.
Police searching for two suspects in a fatal shooting in southeast Wichita. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Young girl killed by dogs in Detroit. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Expect another day of oppressive heat in Wichita with temperatures soaring near the century mark. Our full forecast is coming up.
One person is dead following a shooting in southeast Wichita.
It happened around 6 Monday evening near Boston and Oliver, just to the north of Harry. Officers are looking for two suspects that may be on foot or on bikes. Police Lieutenant Ronald Hunt says investigators don't yet know if the man who was shot is from the neighborhood or if he even knew the suspects.
We are attempting to talk to people that live in the area, as well as anybody who may have seen some people running through the old Platt golf course.
Additional information is expected to be released later this morning. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
And police are looking for suspects in a weekend homicide. 22-year-old Albert Costello was killed in northeast Wichita, part of a gang-related shooting. The victim suffered multiple gunshot wounds to his body, as did a 24-year-old man who survived. That victim in serious condition. Police Lieutenant Chad Beard is with the Community Gang Felony Assault Unit. He says this happened after 3 in the morning on Sunday at an apartment complex north of 21st and Woodlawn.
The investigation revealed an exchange of gunfire between two groups of people occurred in the parking lot. There was damage located to the apartment complex buildings, as well as several vehicles in the parking lot. No other injuries were reported at that time. This is an ongoing investigation, and the shooting was not a random incident.
Pastor Buck DeShazer urged anyone with information to call a community-based violence hotline at 519-2282.
It's time out for this senseless killing of our children. So I want to make a direct appeal to the family members, to any community members. If you have seen something or have heard something or know something, we want you to say something. This has been going on too long. I am afraid that more of our children are going to die because of this senseless violence.
This is Wichita's 19th criminal homicide case of the year.
Three people were hospitalized after a car accident in West Wichita, including a little girl. Police officer Charlie Davidson says emergency crews responded to the scene at Kellogg and Meridian early Monday.
When they arrived, they observed a Chevy, white Chevy Malibu, that had struck the median multiple times and had flipped onto its side. A driver and front seat passenger were transported to an area hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries.
But a 2-year-old girl in the car was taken to a hospital with serious injuries.
Neighbors on Detroit's west side are in shock over the death of a 9-year-old girl mauled by pit bulls yesterday afternoon. This man saw the dogs attack the girl and chased them away.
I ran towards them, and I grabbed a brick, threw it at them. They all ran out. I don't know where they went. So I decided to stay with the girl to make sure that she's okay. I yelled out for help.
The dogs and their owner are in custody. The owner is expected to face possible involuntary manslaughter and homicide charges.
More than a week after Jeffrey Epstein's jailhouse suicide, Britain's royal family is rejecting claims that Prince Andrew had a part in Epstein's alleged sex crimes.
The denial comes amid a newly surfaced video obtained by the Daily Mail. Footage from 2010 supposedly shows the Duke of York inside Epstein's New York City mansion, opening the front door, waving goodbye to a young brunette leaving the home. several other women are reportedly seen coming and going from the residence. This allegedly took place about a year and a half after Epstein finished a 13-month prison term for soliciting child prostitution. A statement from Buckingham Palace reads, quote, "The Duke of York has been appalled by the recent reports of Jeffrey Epstein's alleged crimes." Brian Yenis, Fox News.
The city of Wichita now has about 1,000 electric scooters for rent. Mayor Jeff Longwell rates the pilot scooter program for KNSS News.
If I were to grade it right now, I'd probably give it a C-. They still aren't abiding by all of the rules of the way that the scooter is supposed to be operated.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
KNSS News time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Close road action for the Royals last night, and we'll talk about that. And a notable date in baseball Wichita history. It's coming up in sports.
Kansas City T-Bones baseball team is being evicted from its stadium. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
Station.
KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday morning. The struggling Kansas City T-Bones baseball team is being evicted from its stadium in Kansas because of unpaid debts. The unified government of Wyandotte County, Kansas City, Kansas, announced Monday it is ending its management agreement with the T-Bones and has given the team until September 13th to remove all its property from the publicly owned stadium in Kansas City, Kansas.
Twitter finds itself getting involved in the pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong.
The social media giant has suspended more than 200,000 accounts it believes were linked to the Chinese Communist government and a disinformation campaign targeting the demonstrators. The account sought to portray the Hong Kong protesters as criminals who don't represent the majority in the semi-autonomous city. The company also announcing it'll ban ads from state-backed media companies that amount to propaganda, extending a policy first applied to a pair of Russian entities in 2017. A senior Twitter executive says the actions are part of a broader effort to halt malicious political activity on the platform. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A woman in New Jersey got really angry when she didn't get a text back from a man, and now she's in jail for it.
29-year-old Tahija Russell got a text from a man earlier this month at around 4 in the morning asking her to come over to his place. When she showed up, she called him 8 times, but he never picked up. That's when the date got really hot. Russell had stopped off at a gas station in Woodbury, New Jersey, and picked up lighter fluid and a lighter. She used that to light the guy's house on fire. She sent him a text beforehand which said, "I see you want to die." The man was able to escape out of a bedroom window, ran to a local police station at around 4:30 in the morning. The home is a total loss, and now Russell has been charged with arson and attempted murder. John Saucier, Fox News.
Stephen Ted in the morning now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Injury traffic accident and the deer are active. 55th
deer.
Street South and wow. Hoover Road, car versus deer, injury traffic accident, so watch out. They are active out there this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And it is hot already this morning. Muggy, the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast now with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Good morning, Ron L.
Good morning, Steve. It's just that time where we even got to keep the AC on while we're asleep. You know, because things get things just get so stuffy, you know, even inside. Yeah. But I am tracking some relief. So we do have that on the way, but we got to wait at least another 24 hours. So can you hold on just for a little bit longer?
There's no alternative. What am I going to do? Get on a plane and fly to Alaska? No. I'm going to be
That's
right
a good
here.
Idea. Just take me with you because I don't want to deal with this anymore either. I'm ready for fall. And a lot of my Facebook followers and Twitter followers, they've been saying that they're ready for fall as well.
Sure.
And that's my favorite season, just throwing that out there.
Right, right.
But, yeah, just whatever you do, even though you said you can't really escape it, you know, kind of hard to do that. Whatever you do, just make sure that you're still drinking plenty of water because we didn't really hear of too many issues yesterday regarding the dangerous heat and humidity as far as any heat illnesses or anything like that. So whatever you did to stay cool yesterday, we got to make sure that we do the same thing today because we're going to see our highs jump from the 90s up into the triple digits today, getting up to 100 degrees in Wichita. Partly cloudy skies with a 20% chance of a shower storm. That's mainly going to be later on this afternoon, after about 3, 4 o'clock. And should we see that happen, I can't rule out a stronger storm with some gusty winds, possibly some hail as well. So we got to make sure that we're staying cool as well as keeping an eye to the sky later on today. That 20% chance continuing into the late evening hours, the overnight, where there could be a few storms around the metro, only dropping down to 74. So there's still going to be another steamy start by this time tomorrow. But then that next cool down, it is going to start once we get into tomorrow afternoon. There's going to be a little bit more cloud cover, slightly better chance that we see a few spotty showers, storms around, and still could see an isolated severe storm with some gusty winds, some hail too. But we're going to see those highs drop about 10 degrees down to 90. And then mostly cloudy skies tomorrow night with a slightly better chance that we hear some raindrops, some rumbles as well, falling down to 70 and then dropping down even more for our high temperatures by Thursday, 84. That's going to feel pretty nice compared to this hot and steamy start off to our work week. And that storm chance, it looks like it's still going to be on and off really throughout the rest of this work week and all the way into the weekend. But so far, the weekend not looking like a washout, but we are going to heat back up into the 90s. So this latest cool down, it's going to be brief. Enjoy it once it arrives. Right now, we're at 77 degrees with a partly cloudy sky and a light south wind at 8 miles an hour. The occasional breeze still kind of ongoing out there, not really giving us that much relief. And all it is doing is really just continuing to pump a lot of moisture in our air. And that's what's keeping things pretty muggy, sticky out there. Dew point of 69 right now.
Wichita's high temperature 99 yesterday. And I saw an afternoon heat index of 109. I don't know if it got any higher than that.
Actually, Steve, 111.
It got up to 111.
Yeah.
So
that's what it felt like yesterday.
Well,
yeah.
It is nasty out there. All right. Maybe a little relief coming. Thank you, Ronnell. KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Now, 99 yesterday, normal high is 91. And he says he saw the heat index get up to 111. That's where it topped. Now, that's getting pretty dangerous. Let's face it. If you're going to be out playing some golf and they had some I know the Crime Stoppers had their golf tournament yesterday. They ought to think about doing that a little later in the year, Ted, maybe in October when the weather's a whole lot nicer.
Well, that's when everyone wants to do their golf tournament.
Ronnell referenced
to find
the
course
at
that point of the year.
In the fall is when we really get some nice weather around here. But right, we've been having some very hot, muggy days recently. So be careful out there. That's our advice to you. An Alabama high school's graduate doesn't appear in her yearbook after wearing a tuxedo top for her senior portrait instead of the black drape female students usually wear. Holly Geralds tweeted that she was left out of the Springville High yearbook because I'm a lesbian who wanted to wear a tux instead of a drape. The 18-year-old paid $25, posed for her senior class portrait. The yearbook delivered last week lists her as not pictured with her name misspelled. That's a ultimate insult. Your name is spelled. Said she doesn't want to cause trouble and just wants people to be educated. Says life is hard enough. Do what makes you happy. The principal apologized. St. Clair County Superintendent Mike Howard said the yearbook page will be reprinted and policies will be reevaluated. So I guess she's struck a blow for something there, Ted, for not conforming to what everybody else does. You know, they didn't let us get away with any of that stuff when I was in school. Your hair couldn't be a certain length. Your skirt couldn't be a certain length.
Yeah, that's all gone
and
away.
You know what? I don't think we were any worse to wear for not being able to grow hair out of every
But they were stifling your freedom and your creativity.
You know, and I guess they were, but I didn't feel like it. It just felt like I could be more creative than growing hair, you know, or, you know, wearing other clothes. I just thought the creativity might come from within.
Oh, well, that's a novel thought.
So he kind of dressed alike. Anyway, different world.
Oh, yes.
7:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is sports time with Ted Woodward. Ted?
We did have Major League Baseball action yesterday, including the Arizona Diamondbacks. They win in Phoenix, beat the Colorado Rockies 5-3. Former Wichita Wingnuts outfielder David Peralta with another big night for the D-backs, starting in left field, 2-for-4 with a triple and a double, and drove in two runs. Got a .464 slugging percentage.
Wow.
Back-to-back wins for the Diamondbacks. They are four games behind for a playoff spot in the National League.
The Kansas City Royals are in Baltimore taking on the bottom team in the big leagues, the Baltimore Orioles, and the Royals in the top of the seventh inning maybe hit two of the fastest back-to-back home runs I've ever heard. It was last night on Sports Radio KFH.
And Nicky Lopez jumps on an Ynoa pitch and hits it out to right field, onto the flag court. Home run for Nicky Lopez, his second major league home run and his first in a major league ballpark. The other one was in Omaha, TD Ameritrade Park. And that special game the Royals played with the Tigers back on the 13th of June. So Nicky Lopez goes deep here at Camden Yards, and the Royals have their two-run lead back. It is 4-2. It comes off Ynoa, who did such a great job to get out of that mess in the sixth inning. And the batter is Deeney, and he hits it high and deep, left center field. That's way back, and that ball is gone. A home run for Nick Deeney. With family and friends here from New Jersey, his first major league home run. Lopez and Deeney go back to back. The 8 and 9 hitters.
I think if I'm that pitcher, the next pitch I'm going to roll up.
Yeah,
there.
No kidding.
Wow.
The Royals needed those runs.
Yeah.
They only hang on to win 5-4, but they do hand Baltimore its 8th loss in a row. Nice and quiet in Baltimore last night. Only 11,000 showed up. See these two go at it. Have to get people in Baltimore on a school night to go see the worst team in the major leagues.
Right.
The Royals and the Orioles will go at it again tonight at 6 o'clock. You can listen to the game live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Pro football last night, Monday Night Football, preseason action in Denver. The Broncos hosting the San Francisco 49ers. Look at the Denver Broncos offensive line, starting at offensive left guard, Dalton Risner, rookie from Kansas State, who is starting for the Broncos. And he played on 39% of their plays yesterday on offense. So how about that? Guy that's a rookie out of Kansas State, and he's already slated to be an offensive line starter for the Denver Broncos. And he got some more action in the preseason last night. Get a minor league baseball update on former Wichita State Shocker Alec Bohm. He is in Double-A with the Philadelphia Phillies, 2-for-5 last night, including his 20th home run of the season. And he's batting .333 in the month of August. Former Wichita State Shocker Alec Bohm in Double-A with the Philadelphia Phillies. Speaking of minor league baseball and Wichita, this is a momentous day in Wichita baseball history. It was 100 years ago on this day. Wichita Witches outfielder Joe Wilhoit, the Wichita Wonder, took his 69-game hitting streak to the line, but this was where it ended. He went 0-for-4 against the Tulsa Oilers here in Wichita that day, and that 69-game hitting streak came to an end. That is still the longest hitting streak in organized baseball history.
Yeah.
69 games. Only one guy has ever even come close, and that's Joe DiMaggio, who had a 61-game hitting streak with the San Francisco Seals in the 30s, and then, of course, the 56-game hitting streak with the Yankees in 1941. Joe Wilhoit from the Wichita Witches still holds the record, a 69-game hitting streak. Apparently, the Wichita fans at the game that day were so appreciative of Joe's efforts during that 69-game hitting streak, they literally passed the hat around the crowd and threw in money to
thank
him. And apparently they raised about $600, and that's money in 1919.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money today.
Yeah, 16, yeah. So, Joe Wilhoit's 69-game hitting streak came to an end 100 years ago today right here in Wichita. That's sports with Stephen Ted.
So how did he do in the – I imagine he got to the big leagues. How did he
had played in the big leagues previously.
Oh,
he had been with the Giants in the World Series just a couple of years earlier, the New York Giants.
Okay.
And he ended up in Wichita in the Western League, and he was kind of on the down and outs. But the 69-game hitting streak kind of revived his career, and he ended up – later in the year, he was playing with the Boston Red Sox and – one of their outfielders named Babe Ruth.
Wow. That's a terrific story.
And he ended up in the big leagues again after the hitting streak in Wichita.
All right. It's 7:22 now. Keep it in for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. An anti-ice alert. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.